Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? How you doing? It's a lovely, lovely evening here in Brooklyn on Ryder Street. Now, aside from describing the weather and the street scene, basically what I have for you today is what the title says, or tonight, whenever you listen to this, it's SmackDown Live Recap and thoughts on Cena Reigns' shoot promo segment on Monday Night Raw this past Monday. But, you know, I figure I, you know, discuss a few things with you, and that is, before I jump into SmackDown Live, why not discuss Enzo Amore's little stint on 205 Live, as he teamed up with Cedric Alexander and Grand Metalik in a six-man tag against Drew Gulak, Noam Dar, and Tony Nese. That was the main event in 205 Live. He's actually doing okay for himself, so for those of you Cuppa haters that don't want to see Enzo succeed, I don't care. So, with that being said, I got 205 Live pretty much summarized. Oh, yeah, TJP out of crutches. That was kind of funny. Love that little shtick. Anyways, time for some cool music that is attached to SmackDown Live. And it's time for the SmackDown Live review on Off the Rails Uncensored. Caught up in the cool music moment with head bobbing. So, anyways, I figured why not review SmackDown Live before I get into the nitty gritty on not only this hour long edition of Off the Rails Uncensored. So, you know, a little technical difficulties here. So, what were the matches on SmackDown Live? Well, let's see here. Bobby Roode versus Aiden English. That was last week. Bobby Roode versus Mike Kanellis and Maria Kanellis. Bobby Roode, the glorious one, versus Mike Kanellis. If that would be a handicap match, it'd be very unfair. Anyways, there's some returns on SmackDown Live, better known as Shelton Benjamin. He teamed with Chad Gable, and they defeated the Ascension. Then, let's see here. Mike Kanellis was the glorious one. Bobby Roode got the victory with the glorious DDT. So, yes, I'm now just trying to fathom this. Sunil and Sunir, the Singh brothers, somehow defeated Shinsuke Nakamura. No. Oh, never mind. They basically destroyed Shinsuke Nakamura during segment. Now, this would be the main event of the night. Shinsuke Nakamura and Randy Orton teamed up to face Rusev and Jinder Mahal, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion on SmackDown Live. So, how does this equate to a SmackDown Live review? Well, my review on SmackDown Live, I give it a big, you know, B-. It wasn't all that, but same token, it was SmackDown Live, much better than Monday Night Raw, let's face it. I mean, if they were to intermingle the women from Monday Night Raw and put them on SmackDown Live, I think you'd have a decent show. Not just the women, but also the fact that SmackDown Live puts out something different each show. Like, for example, Bobby Roode does not face the same person every single week because the writers over on SmackDown can actually comprehend how to make a show ebb and flow. I'm pretty sure the ebb and flow is different on Monday Night Raw. I'm not saying those writers are terrible. It's just that it's really hard to stay awake for the first hour and a half of the program. That being said, you know, what are my thoughts on SmackDown Live overall? What are my thoughts on the Mae Young Classic? Some of you are asking me right now. Honestly, guys, I crammed in all four episodes of the Mae Young Classic, something I will never do, ever do again. I didn't even do this during the Cruiserweight Classic, so it's kind of funny. My thoughts on the Mae Young Classic, I was really impressed with Kairi Sane. I liked her gimmick a lot. And not just the gimmick was there, it was the overall entertainment aspect of it, not just that. Okay, so that was my response to your questions about the Mae Young Classic. I think these women are doing a phenomenal job. Back to SmackDown Live. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great. But you know what? Something, them adding Shelton Benjamin is not the only interesting adage, but I wonder how this is going to play out at Survivor Series. Now that Chad Gable has found himself a tag team partner, now that Kurt Angle's son is on Monday Night Raw, what impact will this have on SmackDown Live? Honestly, guys, this is a SmackDown Live review. And, oh, yes, by the way, during the tag team match, Jinder Mahal, Rusev, Randy Orton, and Shinsuke Nakamura at the end, Randy Orton ends up RKOing Shinsuke. You know, every man for himself. Everybody wants a shot at Jinder's title. Hopefully, you know, the title changes hands at some point in time. I don't know when, but I think that it's high time that Jinder just relinquish the title, but it needs to be about someone else's waist. Not familiar, not expected, but somebody's waist. Now, I know that AJ Styles is busy with the U.S. Championship match, but I'm going to check into that. Kevin Owens basically refereed, I'm assuming, against his former best friend, Sami Zayn. And let me tell you, how did Sami Zayn get into a match against Aiden English? It was scheduled. So Owens was complaining, and then he announced, and was still complaining and bitching about Shane McMahon imposing his authority. Shane then comes out and, oh yes, okay, so I just forgot to mention where SmackDown Live was located. It was in Little Rock, Arkansas. You don't hear that town mentioned quite often. But you know something? That's not the point. Are these builds and arcs, you know, between certain superstars cheesy? I don't think so, Mac. I really honestly don't think that the lines between McMahon, Owens, AJ Styles, now they're doing something between Baron Corbin and AJ Styles. I don't know if it's going to be kept up. And also, in the women's division on the SmackDown Live side, Tamina beats a nobody. Who cares? Lana is now managing Tamina. Who knows what that means? And I don't really give a fuck. Moving on. Charlotte is nowhere to be found, but Carmella and Natty are seen in the back, you know, with Ellsworth. And I think that segment was probably the most, you know, boring out of the whole entire night. The rest of it was pretty cool. The ebb and flow of the show was pretty good. Yes, Breezango segment. Now, I'm not complaining because those two know how to put on an entertaining show. So, there's a saying, you know, if you can't entertain, don't. I made that up, but still. It was a jumbled up SmackDown Live review because I kind of limited that. So, limited the review. And holy hell, I'm going to dive into what I like to call portion of the show called Off the Rails Uncensored, which is now an outstanding show because, well, I'm going to make it. So I'm going to improve upon it. I'm going to make it better. I keep saying we're going to have a guest on here, damn it. But for now, I guess you're going to hear the ramblings of a lunatic like myself. And no, I'm not unhinged on the fringe. I'm just fucking playing right out crazy, okay? Not batshit, but just crazy. Just cue my music, monkeys. Okay, so where shall I begin? Now, Monday Night Raw had some interesting matches, so they'll tell you. Monday Night Raw was very boring. 15-man Battle Royal with Jeff Hardy winning the match. And so now you've got a seasoned veteran versus a seasoned veteran for the Intercontinental Championship. That, guys, did not captivate me at all. I will tell you why. Because as the show goes on, you see a whole bunch of things going on. Matches, of course, because it's a show, it's a wrestling show. Why wouldn't they have matches? For the umpteenth week in a row, Jason Jordan gets involved in a match that his father, his TV dad, put into effect. So, what be the possibility of me being intrigued or interested in a promo segment on Monday Night Raw? You see, I did a lot of thinking. I praised John Cena, which is something that is least likely to happen ever, fuck again. Because, you know, as far as, like, in-ring goes, I'm not talking about the promo. I mean, some of my friends and I discussed this, and a friend of mine basically said it made him look bad because he shot on a guy that has been in the company for quite some time. Of course, we're going to shout, well, Cena, which, you know, shot straight from the heart. You know what's funny, guys, is that a long time ago, once upon a time, a gentleman by the name of CM Punk did this quite poignantly in WWE and got ridiculed for doing it because he was telling the truth about the company. He is telling the truth on Colt Cabana's podcast. Much love to the dude who does his podcast straight out of an apartment building in Chicago. Love you to death, dude. Anyways, as I was saying, before I got sidetracked. What are the reasons why I mainly plug myself into watching this promo? Because words got exchanged, and you can tell Kurt Angle was enjoying the entire fucking segment. So what is the purpose of me doing a show on a Wednesday night when I could easily be, you know, doing, well, I don't know, watching a baseball game or just having fun with friends outside on the stoop? It's because I wanted to chat with you all about the Cena Reigns promo. What elements came into this that made it great? What elements pissed me off? Now, I'm going to discuss with y'all the positives of this. One of the positives of this entire promo was both gentlemen were able to get off their chest what they wanted to get off their chest. It took Roman a bit, but Cena, you know, he stepped on the gas pedal and never looked back. Whether you love him or hate him, yeah, it made him look bad, supposedly. Oh, well, you know, he hasn't been there for this long, so why should we cheer him? Why should we do anything to revere John Cena? I'm not cheering him, because either of these guys wins, it won't do anything for some of us as fans. Now, some of us are Roman Reigns fans. Others are John Cena fans. I don't give a flying fuck what fan you are. So long as you get this point. When John Cena did the shoot promo, I thought it was so gorgeous that, you know, I stared in awe and my ears were glowing because you get angry. You get told, get angry, John. Or, you know, you get told, just say whatever comes to mind. Gee, I wonder what happened when a gentleman did that on one Monday Night Raw. But it wasn't, the circumstances were different. So, what negatives, you ask? I'm glad you finally brought that to my attention. Is I'm going to tell you right now. The negatives of this promo wasn't, and this is just my opinion, the opinions of my friends who are probably outside shooting hoops. You don't ever say the words, I open the doors for guys like Kevin Owens and AJ Styles. And I'm pretty sure that he was about to say the Bullet Club. Gee, I mean, how big can one person's ego get after just headlining a company for so long because he has been referred to, John Cena has been referred to as the modern day Hollywood Hogan or Hulk Hogan. Here's the one problem with that theory, folks. He kind of took a shot at fans by saying, maybe I'll take a heel turn. I don't care at this point. It's not about heel babyface to me. It's about, can you entertain not just me, but other people, okay? And what he said during the promo was very entertaining. Some people say, well, it makes him look bad because... Name one thing that made him look bad when he talks about a guy who's on there, well, I don't know, every day of the week, works through Sunday. And though the people boo him because they say he got shoved down our throats. Back in the day, guys, I guess people didn't like the fact because people catch on eventually when Shawn Michaels or Hogan or Sid or Taker or Vader or any random guy's name got pulled out of the hat, say, hey, you're the guy. I don't think that's how that I don't think that's how that works, because during the segment that I watched, you saw two guys that literally finally let loose. And these guys have been referred to as the goody two shoes of the company, the guys that, you know, have no clout, I guess, in the front of the locker room. I don't know. There's some guys that say, you know, out of respect, I do this because, but I can tell you stories. there's plenty of enemies that John Cena has made. There's plenty of enemies, I'm sure, that Roman Reigns has made. But let me tell you something. Meeting Roman Reigns in the back, and this is a true story. You can look on my Facebook page. He's a nice dude. He's very personable, will shake your hand and say, "What's up?" Okay? So what does this have to do with a shoot segment? Now, after realizing what's going on between John Cena and Roman Reigns and re-listening to the promo, I'm not changing my mind on the entertainment value. I'm just thinking to bitch about not headlining WrestleMania. Are you kidding me right now? You know what I would give to be a part of WrestleMania, not just as a fan, because I've been to six different WrestleManias in my lifetime, but to be an entertainer, you must sacrifice, you must do the drives, you must do a lot of things to get where John Cena is, and that should not be the goal. You should just focus on your own shit. And the reason why I'm citing this, guys, is because I'm getting a nasty paragraph long bitch to me about being wishy-washy about John Cena. No, I've never been wishy-washy about that guy. Okay? Let's make matters straight. John Cena, at one point in time, was winning titles right and left. Roman Reigns, on the other hand, you know, came up from NXT, went through the Shield. That, you know, everybody was expecting him to be the guy that the WWE put their faith in for that turn of the Shield, but Seth was chosen, and now you see why. Now, you know, when John Cena said that he could do Roman's job better, I don't necessarily think so. I disagree. One guy that gets all the attention in the world and gets talked about and gets discussed, I get that aspect. You can't deny a guy that does great stuff for the kids. You can't deny a guy his accolades. I'm not denying his fucking accolades. What I'm telling you is, I, as a fan, just, you know, don't pertain to him. I like guys like an AJ Styles. I like guys. If Kevin Owens was involved in this shoot promo, let me just tell you, you think PWG was bad? I mean, content-wise, you'd be getting complaints out the ass for what Kevin Owens would say about both John Cena and Roman Reigns. Because why? Kevin Owens could pull up some, you know, filthy, nasty personal stuff, but he's such, his persona outside the ring, you'd go, well, is this the same guy? Kevin Owens is the shit, man. He is one of the best guys to ever meet. Again, like Reigns, shook our hands in the back, very nice. I was hoping, you know, that they would keep Kevin Owens on Monday Night Raw. But, you know, times change. You got to get shipped around. You got to adjust to the change. So, anyways, so what statements bothered me most? I just said, when John Cena stated that he had not main evented WrestleMania, gee, you know how many hands will go up and say, you want to stand in line for complaints? I mean, that's just as bad as when Travis Kelce bitched about penalty that was called in the fucking Pittsburgh Steelers game on him when he blatantly pushed a guy and got a 15-yard penalty and, you know, wants to gripe at the officials. Same thing, I haven't main evented in 6 years at WrestleMania. Okay, that's a pretty goddamn long time, I give him that. But you know some people, when listening to a gripe like that, my eyes just kind of rolled and said, okay, whatever, you know, pass it off. When Roman Reigns started in on the shoot, my favorite portion of what he said was, maybe I should, you know, can just talk to the guys in the back so you can go get your magic shovel and start burying people. Do you know how beautiful it was to see these two rip each other apart? Because these are what a lot of you are saying and emailing me right now on Instagram. The core-ups. It still begs the question, though, how is it, though, that the corporate kiss has created the most entertaining segment on Monday Night Raw thus far? Although the Big Show and Mark Henry, I guess earlier this year, they broke the ring. That was entertaining. So I'm talking about overall the promos that go on Monday Night Raw. Kevin Owens, probably the best. If you really let these guys loose, you will get great results. So, my thing is, it's highly important to have an objective mindset, because every single time that you turn on Monday Night Raw, you tune in and you say, man, I hope Samoa Joe chokes somebody out if you're a Joe fan. Man, I hope Roman gets destroyed, or I hope Cena gets whatever happens to him. But here's the thing. Watching Monday Night Raw, seeing Reigns let loose, seeing Cena let loose, was a beautiful thing. And I, for the first time, was 50-50, kind of like how Raw's booking system is. See what I did there? You can't criticize the product unless you watch it. Just like if you haven't read a book, you can't say anything about it. So, my thing, yeah, you bring up a good point, Gabby. Or do you not like being called Gabby? Okay, Gabriella. Okay, so Gabriella brings up a good point. If you don't watch anything at all concerning, you know, WWE current product, and you really can't criticize it. And I say this because scolding, you know, is one thing. Criticizing is another. What's the difference between scold and a critic, you know, being a straight-up critic? Scolding means you really blast somebody because they did something stupid and retarded. Critic meaning you're analyzing every aspect of each show. So, I guess what I'm trying to say in a roundabout nice way is, good job, you two. You finally fucking let loose. Some people may not have enjoyed it. I don't give a damn who wins the match between you at No Mercy, but I distinctly remember watching, watching Table for Three with Cornette, Hayes, and Bischoff. I remember hearing the words from Michael Hayes' mouth, a dream match for me would be John Cena versus Roman Reigns. It was bound to happen anyway. So whether it was Hayes' conception of this match, doesn't matter. These things happen. I mean, that's what they tell you, right? I agree. I think the one thing that needed to be fixed has already been halfway fixed. That being said, the one thing being halfway fixed was letting guys loose on promos. One of those guys being John Cena. He's, you know, the company top guy. People debate to Kingdom Come who that top guy is, but at the end of the day, his name is most known. And while the music goes off in the background, I can tell you right now, if you were debating who the top guy was in WWE, if you said after that promo, man, my top guy is AJ Styles. Well, is AJ Styles involved in said promo? But he is the top guy talent-wise. After that promo got done and you said, okay, Shinsuke Nakamura is my top guy. He's not even on Monday Night Raw. You guys are missing the point. John Cena, Roman Reigns were present. So you have your two top dogs going at it. I don't know what happened when they got in the back. All I can tell you is, for the first time in a while, my interest was on a promo on Monday Night Raw, because all the other promos just... Now, I may have forgotten the other promos, but seeing as how Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, AJ Styles made it a point to introduce the WWE universe to different styles of promos, but theirs weren't quite as good because it was written on a sheet of paper, and sometimes, you know, I believe Owens ad-libbed, and it was pretty funny. I'm getting off topic here, but okay, so I'm going to get right back on the subject. What were the good points and focal points of the whole segment? Good points were Roman Reigns seemed to adjust, you know, he was adjusting the entire time. Was it, you know, a good thing that he finally lashed out at John Cena? Yes. Did it matter that John Cena is finally getting out of his comfort zone and doing something non-kid friendly? The answer to that question, that has nothing to do with children. Is everything to do, though, however, with him getting out of his comfort zone? I don't think so. I think this is John Cena. If this was him 15 years ago, no. It's not if and or buts, man. When you're in this business, there is no definitive, this is how a guy should be. This is how, you know. I've made that mistake a lot. But it's not up to me. It is up to you, the fans. You guys are the reasons why we do this show, why I do this show, why Jake does, or, you know, was eventually going to rejoin me and do this show. I'm going to tell you right now, with the 20 minutes that I have left, talking about John Cena and Roman Reigns, I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say it, no mercy. It may be a Yeah, it's going to be a clusterfuck of a match. I don't know yet because it hasn't happened. So, the No Mercy pay-per-view, Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss. Interesting, because Asuka's now hurt with a collarbone injury, and a lot of people wanted me to cover my thoughts on Asuka being injured. You know, what's sad to me, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that she did get hurt. She was the longest reigning women's NXT champion in history. I don't think anybody's going to touch that streak. I honestly don't. There's no way. Nikki Cross. Okay, that name gets put up a lot, maybe. Ruby Riott, good selection. I'm just saying, I believe if Asuka goes to the women's division on either Raw or SmackDown Live, she's going to tear every single one of those females a new one. She's going to rip them a fucking new one. And she will become whichever brand champion she's on. And that's the honest truth. Doesn't matter if it's Charlotte, Alexa Bliss, Nia Jax, Bayley, anybody. She's going to destroy them. So that, you know, I'm going to close that discussion and go right back to the Cena Reigns discussion right after the advertisement. So, I believe you're going to see an awesome camp October 13th, 14th at the Monster Factory. Danny Cage will be running that camp, ladies and gentlemen, Les Thatcher and many more guests. For more information, you can check out Danny Cage's website, his awesome school, at monsterfactory.org. Be sure to check it out at monsterfactory.org. Not only join his seminar, but please do not forget, he has a school. He trains you to become a wrestler, manager, announcer, sportscaster, whatever you, not sportscaster, but announcer. Look at young Ian Riccoboni. Look at Steve Cutler, who is in NXT right now. And he has produced, you know, talent in New Japan, Ring of Honor, so many more locations. If you want any more information, you can text Danny and call him. His phone number is on the website. It's also on his school car or whatever. And also it's on Instagram and Twitter. For more information about Monster Factory, go to monsterfactory.org. Contact Danny Cage, the world famous Monster Factory. You can travel there to Paulsboro, New Jersey. The address is also on the website. Again, for more information, contact the owner, head coach, head trainer, the one, the only, Danny Cage. For those of you who live big where I used to live in Kansas City, you can contact the only school in Kansas City, which is National Wrestling League TPC. For more information, go to fightkc.com. Or contact Derek Stone directly over Facebook. That's DerekStone. He is the head coach and trainer at NWL TPC in North Kansas City. It is $20 to audition. They have two rings in the state-of-the-art weight training and weightlifting facility. With more, for more information, contact Derek Stone or the website at NWL TPC. Alrighty, that does it for the advertisement section on B-Train's Off the Rails Uncensored. For more advertisements, you can catch our show. You can do so by downloading our episodes of WrestleRadio for free on iTunes Podcast. It is free, ladies and gentlemen. It does not cost you a dime to download the episodes. So be sure to check that out, and, you know, be sure to check Off the Rails Uncensored out for yourselves, too. All right, folks. I'm going to close this out by saying the following. Whenever you do a shoot promo, things can get personal based off observation. It also can get personal by what both John Cena and Roman Reigns actually said. And I've covered this on WrestleRadio. So you took Roman just a tidbit to finally get the hint to join in on the fun. Cena, he didn't hesitate. You know, when you're top dog, you don't like someone else sharing your yard. See what I did there? I'm not trying to grab attention from my own plug, but kind of worked. So here's the deal. Yo, Roman Reigns and John Cena. Is this going to be the main event of No Mercy? No. Since Cena griped about him not being the main event dude in the last 6 years at WrestleMania, I asked around. I did a poll amongst my friends and even my friends who do not watch wrestling but know of John Cena. And they said to me in the following, John Cena seems like a nice dude, but I don't really think he's not The Rock, he's not Hogan, He's not Stone Cold. He's not Shawn Michaels. But maybe he'd be like sub-main or whatever comes before the main event. That's what one of my friends said, okay? I'm just reading to you some of the responses that my friends gave me. Who, John Cena? Yeah, everyone knows his name because the company probably, plastered him all over. Maybe he may main event someday again, but probably not now. What about Roman Reigns? And this was the common response among my friends who did not watch wrestling. Roman Reigns. I heard of this dude. My nephew watches wrestling. I don't watch wrestling anymore. Roman Reigns. Who's that guy? Is he a fighter? Sounds familiar. Just by those statements, you do realize my friends who don't watch wrestling know who John Cena is because he's plastered all over TV, even when he's not wrestling. It's called smart marketing. Whether you love him or you hate him, the guy does know how to market his face. Seeing as how, you know, he doesn't want to be forgotten. I don't think he'll be forgotten because his music is used as part of a prank ploy on a several radio stations now. But here's the thing, guys. When Roman Reigns said the following, this made me smile. Why don't you just get your magic shovel? And why don't you just bury half the young talent in the back? When you say the following, John, when you stated the following, I opened doors for guys like AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, and Shinsuke Nakamura. I don't know if that's necessarily true. Because you were gone for 6 months, right? Want you back? I mean, you get booed, you get cheered. I've never seen you so uncomfortable when it came to ECW's one-night stand. Now, I'm not mentioning your shortcomings just because I am mentioning, moments in which you didn't seem to gripe about because you had never been in an ECW ring. You're an all-around fan, so you claim. You're a fan for the people. You said that you had, the key is always these people. So what are we, just figureheads, Are we just people that fork you the money? No, we're not the ones that pay your salary, and all you owe us is a good show. Has there been moments with you that have made good show, or made a good show? Honestly, as a fan of wrestling for the last 20-plus years of my life, I'm only 30 years old, so I really can't, I've been a wrestling fan my whole entire life. No, because at 4 years old, you vaguely remember shit. I will tell you, John, if you said something like, I admire guys like Jake the Snake Roberts and Ultimate Warrior, I'm not judging you, dude, but I'm pretty sure you like guys like Bret Hart, and I'm pretty sure you got, you enjoyed guys like Shawn Michaels and Triple H back in the day when they were in DX. Before you became Prototype and were trained under Kenny Bolin and all that, I just want to say there are parts of the promo that I like and parts that I didn't. Just, what are we supposed to think about this match? They got us talking, so I guess they reached their goal. That's all we are anymore, is a goal. Goal is to reach the audience. If they don't reach the audience, then we're supposed to tuck and run. I don't think creative had any hand in what John Cena was saying. I don't think they had any influence of what Roman Reigns was going to say. So what I'm going to leave you guys with is watching this promo made me kind of just scratch my head and say, man, for the first time in a while, I'm intrigued. I'm interested. And then rewatching it, you can tell that Cena had been bottling this up for a while. I'm pretty sure that out of happenstance, he says that he doesn't watch Monday Night Raw, that he doesn't watch SmackDown Live. But when Roman Reigns defeated The Undertaker, which is something John Cena never could do, and he's faced The Undertaker on quite, a few times throughout his career, never on the mainframe stage at WrestleMania. But see, when Roman Reigns said that, it's to get the fans going. So, in essence, they did their jobs, but is it because, my question to these two are, is it because you guys got stuff off your chest? Is it because, or is it because you were told, get up, go outside your comfort zone, I want to see what you guys can do? That's my whole thing about this promo is, was this just to people please the creative team in WWE, or was it just, a marketing ploy? I don't fucking know. But what I do know is, man, where was this John Cena a long time ago? Where? That's my question. It's like, it was awesome that he finally let loose. He finally were able to piece together a promo that wasn't handwritten, typed out and printed out on a sheet of fucking paper. It was from the heart. Yeah, some people said it made him look bad. You know what? Sometimes when you're away from something that you love for so long, it irritates you when someone who really is flubbing up badly, he gets a 50-50 reaction, he says, and you get the reaction of you don't know what the hell you're doing. That part of the promo started sliding like fucking an avalanche on the top of, really high fucking mountain. So, point, did the promo start to crumble? I don't know, because it was really good. It was very very, very interesting. And it was compelling for TV. Now, am I reading off a sheet of paper? You bet you're... No, I am definitely not reading from a sheet of paper some nice shit about John Cena and Roman Reigns. However, I'm going to tell you the downfall to this. If you keep shoving Roman Reigns and John Cena down our throats, this will occur. I will still watch WWE programming. I'm not one of those, that decides, because WWE's main is shit, that's why I should start watching independent wrestling. No. I'm not shitting on indie wrestling. I'm saying I'm not one of those that just jumps the bandwagon and goes, well, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. Just because of one incident? No, you guys are missing the fucking fracking boat. Promo that happened on this past Monday should have told you that the landscape of WWE changes just for a brief moment. And hopefully that landscape keeps changing. Gives you a brand new outlook on what wrestling should be. Because during certain eras, wrestling was built to be, it was structured differently. Like the Attitude Era, guys were fighting to be in the segment. They get mad if their segment was longer than the other. So is this whole beef between Roman Reigns and John Cena going to mean anything for any other type of wrestling fan? I don't think so. Okay. So, it all depends on how you perceive it. I got 7 minutes left. I ain't going nowhere. I keep saying what I'm going to leave you with, I'm going to leave you with. Think about this. How long has it been since Monday Night Raw has had a captivating promo? Captivating as in you received the message loud and clear and it was awesome. Even if it was, you know, my forte, my specialty that I enjoy doing weekly, week in and week out is a shoot promo. Sure, it gets old to some of you, and my apologies. But you know something? Listening to a promo that sounds so cookie cutter and so bland just makes you wonder, who is writing this shit? Not just that, but it's not sincere with the audience. The audience is saying, gee, we've heard this before. Now I'll give you a great example. Bayley. When she did the promo in Toronto, it seems like she wasn't in tune with what was going on. Now people want her to turn heel. That is not always the fucking solution, ladies and gents. Turning someone heel meaning, okay, why, what is the purpose? What direction is the company going to go if Bayley turns heel? If she gets more aggressive, like Becky, sure, but in her own aggressive way, because Bayley just doesn't cut the mustard when it comes to being a decent all-around worker. Now, in-ring skill she's got, but the kendo stick match with Alexa Bliss, bad. And what does this have anything to do with the shoot promo between Roman Reigns and John Cena? It took these two how many years? Roman has been in the company less time than John. John's been in it for 15 years. So should we expect anything all the more different? I don't know, okay? I don't know whether to just be like, okay, so here's what we should expect at No Mercy because the promo was off the chain. The promo that set the tone. I don't know where they're going to place the match on the card, dude. All I know is I'm former manager. I am a fan just like the rest of us. So we'll see what the No Mercy card looks like. I think it's going to be one of the shitty pay-per-views before Survivor Series. Maybe it may have some decent matches, but kind of disappointed that Samoa Joe got hurt in the house show against John Cena. These things happen, but I'm not here to talk about that. Maybe I will talk about it later on. I may even do a bonus show this week, ladies and gentlemen. So, I'm going to just end the show here in a bit. Wait. I can't just end it just yet. I'm not going to end it just yet. There's so many things that go into doing a shoot promo. One is you've got to have balls to say things that you normally wouldn't say. Boss, like, if you work for a promotion, do what they tell you. But by all means, if you're given the green light to light somebody up like a Christmas tree or light somebody up like a firecracker on the 4th of July, you fucking take that opportunity. Grab the bull by the horns and you drag it, you kick its dick when it's down in the dirt. Okay? Let's say you have somebody that you hate at work. Let's say that you have somebody that you hate outside of work, that you just bump into them every once in a while, and they're like your Newman from Seinfeld. You're going to cross paths. So in the wrestling world, when they say they hand you the mic and they give you an opportunity to freestyle something hateful towards somebody that's supposed to be paralleling you in your career, can you blame John Cena for, you know, saying some of the things he did? I don't think so. I don't fucking think so. And I'll tell you why. It's been a long time coming for him to act this way. Took a little bit. Took about however long it is when you guys are so fucking picky about this dude. I honestly don't care if he's heel or face. Some people think that him being face is the solution. You guys are stupid. Because turning him heel now, and turning Reigns heel, everyone wants that to happen. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I don't know. Will I see a Shield reunion? I don't know, guys. I'm not a fortune teller, but I am a fan. Let me tell you, let me continue, okay, because I've got a minute left. A shoot promo is not the only form of promos. You got your date, time, place promo dudes. Then you have your specialty guys who basically know how to ebb and flow promo with a blindfold. So let's think on this, shall we? When you're live and in front of 20,000 or more people, you have a set amount of time to get their attention in a minute or two. If you don't get their attention within the first 10, 20 seconds, they're going to fall asleep. So when I'm going to say, before I head on to bed and before I head to L.A., congratulations, you two. You finally let loose. It was too little too late. CM Punk, his name keeps getting brought up, but he's not the only one in WWE that had the ability of great promos. Jake the Snake, Shawn Michaels may have been cookie cutter, but he grabbed an audience in. And that was the goal. They completed it. Congratulations. I was intrigued for the first fucking time in a long while about Monday Night Raw. Good night, ladies and gents. This train is going into the station to rest. All right. Good night, folks. Have a good night, day, whatever. Listen to the show. Stay awesome. Love you guys. Have a good night. The cost of personality. I know your anger, I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of personality.